3 grown children now.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, I ought to know something. She said, me and Miss MacArthur graduated from the same school.
Oh, really?
And also the China, what's his name? The man, the one that's off, non-aggressive China, whatever his name is.
Chiang Kai-shek.
His wife graduated from there, Nashville University, Nashville, Ward Belmont. Mm-hmm. I think they've merged in now with the other school. I don't think, that's a definite co-ed school,
mm-hmm.
and it's a marvelous school. I wasn't wanting to go there. I wanted to go to a school where there was boys because she had brothers and she knew how to behave herself around boys. But she wanted to go to a finishing school, mm-hmm. and it's good. Boy, she's the most graceful. She's the most gracious. It's a lovely home. She's a good cook. She's a smart child. They were here Sunday to see her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband farms our farmland up in Missouri on the shares.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This next is about expressions that people might use. I mean, things that they would say. And like if somebody came to see you, you might say, well, now just sit down and make yourself
at home.
And then,
I don't like that expression, though.
You don't?
Because there's, that seems like that. I think you should be kind of a little bit reserved when they first come in,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It might be that there's something wrong somewhere, and you might strike them wrong by saying that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I have a cake in the oven, and I've got to see about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say, I've got to see about my cake. Mm-hmm. Then they would get a wrong impression of me.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's nice to be courteous and qualified to carry on a little bit of conversation, unless they've been to your house lots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you'll know how, did you ever see two dogs meet on the street, how they kind of size one another up? You kind of size a person up a little bit. I don't mean you're making judgment.
No, I understand.
I don't mean you're critical, but you kind of don't know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
I had an aunt who, a lady come to her house to see her, and she acted peculiar to my aunt's house. This is in Blytheville.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you know who the lady has come to see you? She says, no. I says, don't encourage her to come too much.
Mm-hmm.
She was a town streetwalker.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I said, be nice to her.
Uh-huh.
But don't say, now you hurry up and come back to see me. I'm looking forward for you to come. You say, drop by whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a different way? Isn't that the more courteous way? And she come by a few times, but my aunt treated her. See, she was new in our town at that
mm-hmm.
time. She lived here about 5 years. And I wasn't trying to be discriminating against
mm-hmm.
the person. But the outside public would see her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want my aunt to be criticized mm-hmm. by the outside
mm-hmm.
public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those kind of things.
No, you wouldn't want your aunt to be.
No.
She would just be innocent in it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think an innocent person should be protected
mm-hmm.
and put on his own guard. And she understood why. She came out and asked me, I said, I can't afford to talk about her. I said, it wouldn't be right to talk about her. But I said, just treat her nice
mm-hmm.
and speak to her. And if she wants and to know anything, tell her what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Be candid, but just talk. Don't just grab around the neck and buddy. I don't feel like that's quite the way on a brand new acquaintance
mm-hmm.
with a woman she'd never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
The woman just opened the door, come in, says, I come to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, my aunt left and talked with her. And so as she made the second trip there, she told me about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, where does she live? And she told me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very patient and gentle toward people like that. I don't want to hurt their feelings. But I want to protect my aunt. I didn't want the neighborhood to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice neighborhood. Not that there's nice people and not nice people, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
All you have to do is be associated with birds of a feather, the old saying is, well, what? Flock together.
Well,
sure will. Now, that's an old saying, but it is true. Like seeks like. And she didn't know that, she didn't know my aunt,
mm-hmm.
but she soon found it. But she finally quit coming at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't treat her cool. She had coffee with her. She, of course, coffee breaks are nothing new.